Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power, both now and forever, 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 and for evermore. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Amen. I am your Kingdom Coach. Amen, and I am your host on this morning. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. This is his platform. We are his people. We come to declare his word. Amen. So please enjoy the services today to the extent that you keep coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen, TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things are added unto us. Amen. We want to take a look at the scripture, amen, that we looked at on yesterday. We want to look at that again in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, and it reads as thus. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God, amen, for the blessed people of God. Amen, amen. Beloved, amen, we want to talk about, amen, if we could give our teaching a subject today, we're going to call it Everything is About to Change Forever. Everything is about to change forever. Amen. Beloved Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, it is simply a fact that we are living in the last days. All around us, the world is changing at a staggering, rapid pace. And events long ago foretold in Scripture, beloved, are unfolding right before our very eyes. In light of the increase in turmoil in the world, beloved, it can be tempting for us to succumb to feelings of uncertainty or anxiety regarding the future. As we shared yesterday, beloved, amen, we as believers are to hold fast to God's higher perspective and take our place as victors in this hour, no matter what's going on around us. We shared with you on yesterday, glory be to God, and as the Bible, amen, has already forewarned us that perilous times shall come. Perilous for you, beloved, glory be to God. That conveys, amen, vicious times, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable, and dangerous. These are the times we are living in, beloved. There is nothing we can do to change that. There is no prayer that we can pray to change that. We can pray, we can fast, we can touch and agree, we can do all of these things, beloved, but nothing will change that. We are living in the last days. Ever, glory be to God. Our prayer, amen, should, amen, help us, beloved, to get into position with God, amen, that we might rise up. See, our prayers will not change the times because God's word must come forth. But our prayer should be able to change us, where we can now stand up and be used by God. We can now stand up and go forth, glory be to God. We can stand up, glory be to God. That's the purpose of our prayers, beloved. That somebody will be saved out of this. Somebody will be delivered out of this. Somebody would have a change of mind before it's too late. Because everything is about to change forever. So we should not be discouraged and stop praying because we say, what's the use? What's the use? Afghanistan is still running. Glory be to God. Can you imagine? You see the power of fear, beloved? Nothing has happened over there yet, but we've got people running for their lives. That's the power of fear. The mudslides are still taking place. The fires are still burning. The floods, the tornadoes, the bloodshed. Coronavirus is still here. Why still pray? Things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. What's the use of praying? Amen. Hallelujah. Why? So you can change. So now you can come out of your closet. So now you can come out of your secret place. So now you can come out of that attitude where you're acting like you are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and be used by God. Why? Because somebody needs to know. They said because of this landlord moratorium, glory be to God, where people were allowed to withhold rent for over a year, going on 2 years, glory be to God, and the landlord, amen, got fed up and went over there and killed two of the tenants because they didn't have it, the money. And the other one is in critical, so he might have killed three. But what if somebody had gotten to that man, amen, before he went that far? What if somebody had gotten to the deceased, glory be to God, amen? Maybe they could have been your neighbors. You maybe could not have stopped, amen, that landlord from going crazy, amen, and acting the way he did, but maybe you could have been used, amen, to drop the good news into the soul of somebody before it was too late. Beloved, we are to hold fast to God's higher perspective. We are to take our place as victors in this hour, no matter what is going on around us. We don't have to wonder about what the future has in store. God's word provides us with a clear picture of what we can expect in the coming days, in the coming months, in the coming years. And he gives us the spiritual tools that we need to face these turbulent times and to remain victorious. God, the Holy Spirit, did not inform us of what is going to happen in the future so we can fall. He did not tell us that perilous times is coming so we can fail. He informed us that perilous times is coming so we can win. His word also lays out our role in the midst of this gathering darkness, beloved. Our role in the midst of perilous times is to live as children as light. Not to become part of them, not to become a part of the world, but to be separate from the world. Holiness as unto the Lord. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. He did not inform us that perilous times was coming so that we can fall into fear. But know that we can rise up, beloved. Rise up the bar. Glory be to God. And let this dark world know, this fearful world, glory be to God, the world that is hurting, let them know that there is an answer to the problem. Let them know that there is hope. Let them know that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the power. Jesus. That's our job, beloved. Glory be to God. And pray that God will help us to rise up and not be afraid. The righteous are as bold as a lion. There is a purpose for us living during the perilous times. Perilous times will come. He didn't snatch us out of the world before this devastation hit. The world is at the worst that it's ever been because we are the closest we have ever been to the return of Christ. And the closer we get to the return of Christ, it's the worse the world is going to become. But you notice that God still has you here. He is counting on us to be used in his kingdom. He is counting on us. He is depending on us that somebody will be encouraged. Somebody will see the light of God in you. Somebody. One man plant, another man water, but God giveth the increase. There is a part for you to play in the body of Christ. We just can't sit back and scratch our head talking about how bad the times is. Yes, the times are bad, and they're going to get worse. They're going to get, saints, wake up. Smell the coffee this morning. Things are going to get worse. Minister Nancy, other ministers, oh, they've already prophesied it. You ain't seen nothing yet, the Delta, or you ain't seen nothing yet. It's just a warm-up of what's to come. A whole country over there running in fear, glory be to God, or you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until Christians have to run into a hole, glory be to God, or to a hiding place, amen, so that we can preserve our lives because we're standing up for Jesus. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. He says, in the last days, beloved, he said, perilous times, vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable, dangerous times. The Bible says it's the beginning of sorrows. Oh, come on, let us pray. Yeah, you can pray. It ain't going to change the times. God will honor his word above his name. You can pray. You can get a room full of people, a cathedral full of people, and say, okay, y'all, come together. We're going to pray against perilous times. It's not going to stop the perilous times. It's not going to stop people being vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable. It's not going to stop the bloodshed. It's not going to stop the pestilence. Why? Because God's word must come to pass. It's nothing we can do to stop God's word from coming to pass. Well, why pray? Because you want to be changed. You want to pray that you'll be able to stand up in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the dangerous times, in the midst of the unruly time, and declare that Jesus is Lord. That's why you want to pray. And keep on praying. That a soul will be snatched out of hell before it's too late. You want to pray, beloved, because everything is about to change forever because Jesus is at the door. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, we know we've been hearing it for 2,000 years. It's been the last days for the last 2,000 years. But guess what? It shall come to pass. That's why you want to pray and keep on praying. Because you could have been dead and gone by now. But God has you alive. What? So you can sit down and eat your breakfast this morning. Thank God for your breakfast, your natural breakfast, your spiritual breakfast. So you can look pretty. Yeah, they look cute. They smell good, look good, all that. So you can live large. Yeah, live as large as you can. No, God didn't. No. Jesus didn't die just to leave you a Rolex watch, beloved, and a diamond ring. And an expensive weave. He kept us around for such a time as this because he is counting on us. You have gifts. You have abilities. You have talents. Glory, you have the anointing. And God is counting on you. Otherwise, you would have been gone by now. Glory be to God. Perilous times shall come. Perilous, 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 perilous. Glory be to God. Children of light, you cannot hide light under a bushel. People in your neighborhood freaking out. People in your city, people in your country, people in your job, people, just people, your passerbyers.
We're in the supermarket for 15 minutes in line. Me and my daughter was in line, I think, almost 2 hours in Walmart a couple weeks ago. Most people want to complain about people don't want to work and this and that and cashier too slow and all that. 2 hours. You got people all around us. You can't open your mouth and let somebody know something about Jesus. Has it ever occurred to you that God placed you there intentionally? Beloved, somebody that was contemplating going home committing suicide. Somebody that was going to go home and give poison to all the children. Somebody that was going to go home, glory be to God, and call it all quits. But had them standing in back of you in line for 1 hour, glory be to God, so you can make a deposit. God is counting on you, beloved. Oh, that guy just went, amen, he shot down 15 people in the store. What, the same guy that was sitting next to you on the bus the day before for 45 minutes? But you wanted to play on your cell phone as opposed to even turning around and acknowledging him? Perilous time shall come. So what you going to do about it? We want to sit around and have discussions. How many people died with the variants? How many people died with this? We want to count all the people that died in the city from gunshed and what is Commissioner Outlaw doing? And we want to talk about all the people that's running in Afghanistan. And we want to talk about all the fires burning. And we want to sit around and have discussions and conversations on the perilous time. Instead of getting up and getting in when we can fit in and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Little as much if God is in it and our labor is not in vain. God is counting on you. Otherwise, you would have been in the grave by now. You would have been dead by now. God is counting on you in these last days. Can you help somebody? In our scripture, beloved, amen, Paul says, amen, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Notice he said these events will occur in the last days. Now, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. These events is going to happen in the last days. The word last, beloved, glory be to God, in the Greek, always points to the ultimate end of a thing. This is the last piece of chicken. That means it ain't no more chicken when you take this one, because that's the last. It's the end. This is the last money we got. Okay, so that means this is the end. Okay, so if the Bible says in the last days, that means, beloved, it's the end of time. It's the end of the world as the world has been known. Because what the world going to find out, we hope they find out, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. This earth right here, as we know it, the Bible says we at the end. When you say, okay, we at the end of the year now, okay, what does that mean? Are we in December? We're at the end of the year. All right, y'all, it's the end of the month. It's the last week of the month, huh? Here come the weekend, the last day of the week. See? When the Bible says, beloved, amen, holiday lasts, amen, it's a very extreme end of the age. The extreme end. The end of the end. it to the end of the end of something. Scrape it. You can scrape that pot all you want trying to get them hominy grits out there. It ain't nothing in there, baby. You at the end of the end. You at the extreme end. You ain't got nothing but crumbs. Beloved, we're at a state right now, and that's about this spiritual analogy. We're living on the crumbs of time. In other words, beloved, amen, hallelujah, this word doesn't merely describe the last days in general, but it depicts the very last of the last days. It was used in classical Greek literature to depict a place furthest away, such as the very ends of the earth. It also signifies something that is final. It is from this Greek word, beloved, that we get the term eschatology. Eschatology is a theological term for the study of the last times. And by using this word in this verse, beloved, the Holy Spirit is vividly declaring what characteristics will be indicative of society at the very last of the last days. That's how you can know we're here. That's how you know we're here, beloved. Therefore, the depictions, beloved, and the following verses, amen, as we shared with you this morning, and 2 Timothy chapter number 3. They are intended to be signposts that you have entered into the final stage of the last days. Signposts. You driving, amen, I was driving the other day, amen, I saw the signpost. You have entered into Willow Grove. Okay, that was the signpost. That's how I knew I was in Willow Grove. Okay, you have entered into Abington. You have entered into the state of Maryland. You see the signposts here, there. Mm-hmm. You have entered into Chestnut Hill. That's your signpost. Beloved, the signpost is up. You have entered into the end of the end of the age. Are we reading and are we paying attention? If you see these things occurring commonly, beloved, or on a widespread basis, you are to take it as a signal that you have passed across the line and have entered into the final chapter of history as we have known it. Thank God that by studying the scriptures, beloved, we can identify where we are on God's timeline. Because God loves you. Because God loves me. Because God loves us. He spoke through the Apostle Paul to enlighten our eyes and help us see what the world environment would be like in the concluding moments of the church age. He said, this is what it's going to look like when Jesus come back. That this is what it's going to look. It's going to be perilous, man. It's going to be bad. Oh, no, it's going to be bad. Oh, it's going to be perilous. It's perilous times shall come. He said, oh, no, let me give you a sign here. When we right before Jesus come back, it's going to be vicious. It's going to be ferocious. It's going to be fierce. It's going to be unruly. It's going to be uncontrollable. It's going to be unpredictable. It's going to be outright dangerous. Man, it's going to be bad when Jesus comes back. These are the signs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes open. Glory be to God. These are the signs. Beloved, having this knowledge before us helps us to live soberly with eternity in our view. Listen to me. This is simple. You say, I ain't got to write this down, Pastor. No, I want you to write it down anyhow. because I want you to get the message this morning. Time is short. Time is precious, and time is short. So, beloved, we must use the time that remains wisely and shine the light of the gospel into the lives of those whom Satan has blinded. So with the Greek definitions of these words, let us look at this scripture again here, 2 Timothy 3 and 1, amen. And I'm going to read this from the Greek, amen. And it reads, you empathetically must know what I am about to tell you. In the very last part of the last times, at the very end of the age, and at the very last of the last days, hurtful, harmful, dangerous, unpredictable, uncontrollable, high-risk periods of time will come. Beloved, as a committed Christian, you have a responsibility to live with your eyes wide open to the events that are occurring around you. This is why I make sure I'm up to date on current events. We have a responsibility, eyes wide open. And if you have friends or family who are unsaved and blind to the truth, it is time for you, beloved, to fervently pray for God to open their eyes so they can see and know the truth. And because of the events described in our scripture this morning, beloved, we know that we have already entered into the very last of the last days. Soon Jesus will come. Oh, when I say soon, beloved, could be today. How do we know? 1,000 years, this is one day, and one day is 1,000 years. If Jesus came in the next 500 years, that's still soon. It's still a half a day in his time. Soon Jesus will come, beloved, and everything will change forever. Until then, we have time to pray for those whom Satan has blinded. We still got time to pray. We can put in one more prayer. We can put it in. It's not that these people are naive, beloved. It's just that they are blind. They're blind. Satan has blocked their view, and Satan has affected their minds. See, these people have no eyes to see. Eyes are created for them, beloved, when the light of the gospel through the work of the Holy Spirit touches their hearts and their minds. Now their eyes have been created. Let me ask you a question as I close on this morning. Are you the one God wants to use to share the good news of Jesus with the people that you encounter today so their eyes can be open to the truth and find true hope in the midst of this turbulent times that we're living in, beloved? Maybe you should quit praying for someone else to do the job and accept the fact that God is asking you to share the gospel with those who come across your path and need the saving power of Jesus Christ. Stop waiting for the pastor. Stop waiting for the deacon. Stop waiting for this person and that person and that person. Well, I don't have the education. I don't know the scriptures like that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. It ain't you anyhow. It's God in you. Excuses be gone. It's time out for stop making excuses, beloved. You don't have to do it on your own. God has thoroughly equipped and empowered you to be his witness to a lost world in these very last of the last of the last of days. It won't be much longer now, beloved. The Holy Spirit has forewarned us all the signs to beware of. All the signs are here. All this is signaling, amen, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Are you paying attention? Are you ready to go? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we recognize that we are living in the last of the last days. Your word gives us a clear description of the end times and the characteristics that will be evident. Help us live more soberly than ever before with a constant awareness of eternity. Show us day by day how to fully prepare, Father God, and to fulfill our responsibility not only to pray for people to awaken to righteousness, but also to spread the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth, starting with those nearest to us now. Ask you, Father, glory be to God, to give us a spirit of boldness to speak and live without compromise. Jesus is coming, and soon everything will change forever. Help us to be prepared and to prepare others also. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And God's word will not return unto him void. Amen. It won't be much longer now, saints. Amen and amen and amen. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Tomorrow, beloved, amen, for our Praise Wednesday, we're going to do something a little bit different. Amen. We have a guest that's coming on. Amen. Our brother Michael Accurso is going to be with us on tomorrow. He was here with us last year. He's coming back again. Glory be to God. Amen. Very successful man in network marketing, multimillionaire. Amen. Multimillionaire. Amen. Glory be to God. And a dear friend of mine, amen, but hallelujah, Jesus is his Lord. Amen. And he's coming to share with us on tomorrow. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and God be. All right. Bible study tomorrow at 8 p.m. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. And then back at 9 p.m. Amen. Come. Amen. Bring somebody. If you can't bring somebody in the physical, amen, bring them to the altar. Bring them to the altar. Beloved, amen. You can at least have at least one. Look, you can at least have one person to put on the altar. Sometimes we just come and touch and agree, and that's okay. That's okay. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes we don't want to come with 25 prayer requests. All right, that's unfair to the prayer warrior. Amen. But if you got 25 people to pray for, put them in your own personal altar. Keep a book. Keep your own personal prayer journal and pray. Amen. But on those tough cases, come and bring them to the altar in the spirit of agreement. Amen. You at least lay somebody on the altar. You don't know nobody that's struggling. You don't know nobody that's unsaved. You don't know nobody living in fear. You don't know nobody that's in financial ruin and devastation, about to be thrown out. Amen. With the moratorium lifted now, glory be to God. You don't know nobody struggling with children and spouse. You don't know nobody that's sick. I mean, come on. How selfish. How selfish. Glory be to God. Me, 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 me. So, yeah, it's okay to pray for you. Please pray for yourself. But you trying to tell me you ain't got nobody else to pray for? You don't have nobody else that the prayer warriors can pray for? Somebody going out of their mind? And you just want to let them go? So we'll be there at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That telephone number is 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. Have a good day, a blessed day, a marvelous day, a victorious day. And remember, today might be the day. Today might be the day. Now, what if today is the day that Jesus returns? Well, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to repent for it. You know how we play with God like that? What if this is the day that Jesus comes back before you get a chance to repent for that thing? He catch you in the middle of it. You right in, you right up in it. Yeah. Huh? Beloved, let me tell you something. You can't be getting ready. You got to be ready. We have to keep our sins under the blood of Jesus at all times. And as we taught on last Wednesday night or the Wednesday before that Bible study, amen, if you're born again, you cannot practice sin. We all sin. But if you're born again, you cannot practice sin. And if you find yourself habitually in sin, then really the truth of the matter is you're not saved. Because it's impossible to practice sin as a child of God. Amen. Beloved, keep our sins covered under the blood. Tell that them, God, forgive me, and I don't intend to do that again. That's a true definition of repentance. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, it will not come near our dwelling. Father God, we decree and we declare that we will live and not die. We will declare the works of the Lord. Help us to shine as your lights. Father, people are watching us at all times. Help us not to be afraid. Help us, Father God, to listen. And when you tell us to speak, that we might speak in the Holy Ghost. And just say what you're telling us to say. We ain't got to add nothing to it or take nothing away. And then your word, Father God, will work all by itself. We cannot make anybody get saved or live right. Because nobody made us. But Father God, we pray for the lost souls. We pray for what's going on and ask. Afghanistan right now. We pray for what's going on in Nigeria right now. Father God, these are countries, Father God, where they are worshiping other gods. Jesus is not prevalent in these locations. And so, Father God, we pray in this location and all other locations, Father God, hallelujah, that the gospel of Jesus Christ will come shining through, that, Father God, everyone will know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. What shall the profit of man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? That we're only passing through this earth anyhow. We're going to leave this earth. It's only one way to get to heaven. That means somebody got to die. We ain't getting to heaven unless we die. Everyone must go through that transition. It's no way around it. Then let's be ready. Then let's be ready. You're going to die from something anyhow. If it's from the Taliban, if it's from COVID-19, glory be to God, hallelujah. If it's from the earthquake, if whatever, we're going to die from something anyhow, so let's not be ready. Let us be ready, Father, and help us to share the good news. That is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Hallelujah. And our soul says, hallelujah. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Meet you at the altar today. God bless the prayer warriors as they come. Anoint them, Father God. Cover them. We bind every spirit of retaliation against them and against ourselves and our families. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can't wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me. Oh, Lord, I'm on my
won't be long now, saints. Pack up. Amen. It's time to go home. Amen. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Blessings on blessings.